In the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel, the source of our salvation, amen. Have you ever thought what it would be like if God would abandon us as we deserve? When Achan disobeyed God's directive concerning the division of the spoils of battle, God temporarily withdrew his support from the army under Joshua, and the army suffered defeat at Ai. When the people of the northern kingdom Israel forsook the Lord, he permitted their capital city to be destroyed by the Assyrians, and the people themselves be scattered to all parts of the world. When the people of the southern kingdom Judah forgot Yahweh's Torah, Yahweh allowed many of them to be carried away as captives to Babylon, and the temple and the city of Jerusalem to be destroyed. The worst abandonment takes place in hell. Though he himself committed no sin, the God-man Jesus Christ, as our substitute on the cross, was forsaken by the Heavenly Father and cried, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me?" Eternal separation from the love and mercy of God will be the lot of those who have rejected God's offer of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. God's intention for mankind, however, is not abandonment, desertion, or eternal separation. Even after mankind fell into sin, God offered to be with those whom he had claimed to be his people. To Abraham he promised, "Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you." After 40 years of wilderness wandering, Moses reminded the people of Israel, "These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you." The Lord was present with them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. In his instructions to Joshua, Moses said, "The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." The promised presence called for a response of faith, confidence, and trust. As we heard a few moments ago, God gave a special sign to Ahaz and the people of his day. Isaiah the prophet stated, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin," or the Hebrew text would allow us also to say, "the virgin, will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel," literally, "with us, God." The words of this messianic promise found their fulfillment in the conception and birth of Jesus the Christ, as Matthew writes. "Now all this took place, that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us." As we know, St. Matthew continues to record an account of the sinless life which the God-man Emmanuel lived on behalf of all mankind. Matthew points to Emmanuel's perfect sacrifice on the altar of the cross for the sins of all people. He proclaims Emmanuel's victory over sin, death, Satan, and the grave. So the very end of his gospel account, Matthew records the words of Emmanuel before his ascension, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age," again repeating the Emmanuel theme. In these words, the God-man, Christ Jesus, who fulfilled God's promises of salvation for us and for all people, assures us that he will be with us to guard and protect us until the end of days. He assures us that as long as we remain in the world of space and time, he will be with us. He will be with us in St. Louis, in Chicago, Los Angeles, Peking, Moscow, even Tibet and Warsaw. Jesus, our Emmanuel, is our New Testament Joshua, our Savior, the source of our salvation. He paid the complete debt mankind owes to God because of sin. Through his word and real presence in his Holy Supper, he offers to us daily forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. He will be our salvation also in the sense that he will be with us as we are translated from the world of time and space and are delivered, that is, saved, from the present hold of Satan, the world, and sin. He has promised that we shall be with him who has been with us as he grants us the full experience of the salvation he has gained for us. Oh, come, Emmanuel, source of our salvation. Amen.